very important for, you know, for Devin to get off and the rest of the group. And we've been close a couple of times. We feel like we've had a couple opportunities where we could have broken a big one, but it's just a matter of time with Devin Hester before we would be able to do it. And our special teams did a good job, well, in a lot of areas. Of course, the block punt by Sherrick McManus. Nick Roach had a little bit to do with that. And Corey Wooten. Corey Wooten, not many times off as a defensive lineman, gets a chance to have that thrill of scoring a touchdown. But it just wasn't that play either. They played hard throughout the game. Robbie was good with his kicks. Just great job by the special team. No doubt, it does. Just having Devin back there does so much, period. You look last week, field position we're able to get. Yes, guys worried about getting down there and covering as opposed to protecting. All of that comes into play when you have the greatest return of all time back there. I'm like everyone else. I'm amazed, too, at the – and not just that he's able to knock the ball out, but, I mean, it seemed like just about every time a running back or a ball – anyone with the ball comes there, he's going to get a punch on it. One of my favorite plays from Charles yesterday was on the sideline where it took him about the third or fourth shot. He popped it out again. And then for the rest of our team, when you have a, you know, as a coach, you talk, hey, everybody talked about stripping the ball, taking the ball away. But when they have a chance to see the best of all time doing it, play after play, you want to join in on that. A guy like Kelvin Hayton comes in and you want to get that fumble recovery in. And just add to the total. Thanks, God. We have 28 now, right? 28 times. I mean, that's. I think I was looking. We had 25 sacks and we had 28 tackles for losses. But if we continue to take the ball away like that, good things will continue to happen. I think I can't say it any better than Charles said it. The risk is minimal. Simple as that. It's about taking the ball away. It's about scoring first. So in order to do that, you have to take chances. Just like an offensive side of the ball, you can't just run the ball every play of the game. You have to take a chance throwing the ball. And some bad things can happen when you throw the ball, but that's a part of it too. But defensively, when that's your mindset, and it's just not taking a chance and yeah, we can break a tackle, but it's strip and wrap. And it's also – It's about the team concept, pursuit to the football, where you have a lot of guys there. In case one guy does miss, you have that next guy there to at least get the ball carried down. It was that type of day. We're not complaining about it an awful lot. You know, after game, normally, you know, you come in, and we as coaches, we critique everything that we did. But I like, yes, the ratio of run, the balance of our offense, the plays that most of our guys got, how we got everybody involved in it. Everybody contributed to the win. Everybody has a couple plays they still need to correct in order for us to beat the Texans this week. At the halfway point of the season, and to have that type of game, it's just picture Soldier Field, and we're going in at halftime feeling pretty good about what we've done, knowing that we had to play better the second half. That's where we are. We didn't start as well as we would like offensively during that game, but yes, I definitely think as the game went along, we were playing good ball and had a good rhythm going towards the end of the game. And that's how it happened too. You know, right now we're talking an awful lot about our defense, but before this season is over, hopefully, you know, this week, it's going to shift where we're going to be talking an awful lot about the weapons that we have in offensive plays that we're making. You can look at that yesterday. Now, if you just going back to the balance we talked about, I mean, Matt Forte, we hadn't talked about Matt. Matt rushed for over 100 yards. We had a great day running the football. Brandon Marshall, our receiver, had three touchdown passes. Jay Cutler had over 130 quarterback rating. There are a lot of good things we're doing offensively, but again, we know that we have a long ways to go still. As you talk about that balance, they have a special wide receiver, Andre Johnson. They have a well-paid quarterback who's a very good player, makes all the right decisions. So they, passing game-wise, they have a good tight end. Their offensive line does a great job. They get off the bus running the football. They have that balance that we talk about. They have. So offensively, they can do it all, really. And on the other side of the football, I mean, think statistically, they have to be right at the top of the charts. We know some of their players. Danielle Manning's a good football player for us here. J.J. Watt, you know, was talking about him like they're a Charles Tillman for the defensive player of the year. So they have a lot of stars. And this point of year, for you to have a 7-1 record, you're a pretty good football team. Yeah, that's, you know, 51 points. Let's just start with that. That'll normally get you to play a little bit looser ball. You know, I heard this one statement that always gets me when things aren't going exactly the way you want. And guys come and coaches, players, I mean everyone, announces, hey, the guy's got to start having fun. Can't have any fun unless you're doing something really good. Yesterday, that was a lot of fun for a lot of people that love Chicago. Fans, coaches, players, and all. We continue to make plays. You'll see a loose group having fun.